Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As pictures of desperately malnourished children in Gaza emerge, President Trump is commenting on the humanitarian aid that Israel says will now be allowed in. The president discussing it alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at trade talks in Scotland.
Some of those kids are, that's real starvation stuff. I see it. And you can't fake that. So we're going to be even more involved. We did some airlifts before, some airdrops, and the people are running for it. And the prime minister is going to help us. They're very effective with that. You've done that before.
The president also setting a new deadline of 10 to 12 days instead of 50 for a ceasefire to be worked out in Ukraine before Russia is hit with even more severe sanctions. A trade deal reached with the European Union, 15% tariffs to be imposed on European goods entering the U.S. A judge has blocked the administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood and has ordered that it keep getting Medicaid funds. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The father of the Abundant Life School shooter can go to trial. That's what a commissioner ruled in court. The shooter was 16 when she opened fire at the school in December, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West, injuring six others before ending her own life. Former Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said in a press conference one of the guns she brought was supposedly a gift from her father, Jeffrey Rupnow. He says he kept it in a safe, but also admitted that his daughter may know how to open it. According to the State Journal, prosecutors said Rupnow even sent a text to a friend just 10 days before the shooting, saying his daughter would kill him if the guns were not locked up. For each of the three charges, Rupnow faces 6 years behind bars and up to a $10,000 fine. In a preliminary hearing last week, a Dane County commissioner ruled there's enough evidence for the case to move forward. Of course, we'll continue to follow it as it moves through the court system. Meanwhile, a bipartisan move from Senator Tammy Baldwin and Northeastern Wisconsin Congressman Tony Weed. Lisa Hale explains their new bill.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation Insweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation Insweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Cubs and the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Cubs and the Brewers come into tonight's game at AmFam Field, tied for first place in the division. On the mound for Chicago, lefty Matthew Boyd against the Miz. 23-year-old Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. You know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just, you don't see pitchers like him. I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs, and yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. He just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
NFL Packers training camp, players now in full pads. I talked to Xavier McKinney.
We locked in, man. You know, personally for me, you know, I got one goal in my mind, and that's to win the championship. So, you know, in order to get that done, obviously you got to win the division. So we just laser focused right now.
That's the Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s, but it really feeling more like 100 degrees, prompting a heat advisory. And with the winds barely moving, it's not helping any. Overnight, some showers and storms are possible, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin News headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Two roads diverge in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then I took the other, just as fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. What is the road we are taking? What is the road less traveled? What is the road that's being traveled too much? I am Jeff Smith, sitting in for our dear friend Tom Hartman. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. I want to say at least a little bit about a road that's being taken. We will be talking today and would welcome any questions or calls or new information or analysis on the Trump decision and the House decision to flee Washington, D.C. like rats, running away from the very topic that for years, they said was the most important thing. And that was uncovering the scoundrels that had relationships with and benefited from or harmed others based upon their relationship with one Mr. Epstein. And now they very, 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 very much would like that to go away. And now with the House on recess for better than a month, the question will be, can those who want accountability there maintain attention? Can they maintain energy? Or will the folks who just want to protect pedophiles, will they be able to successfully change the subject? What dastardly things might they do to try to change the subject? But of course, this is the subject they picked for years and years and years and years. The petard has been lifted. Upon whom will be hoisted remains the question. But I want to talk about something else also, because I view the most important thing that's happening in the country to be what's happening in terms of the choices, in terms of the decisions that the federal government is making, the danger that they are putting people in, the harm they are causing to the country, the risk that is befalling people who live here and abroad. And
What I remember is and it really was, I viewed it then, I was a little bit fooled, I must admit, but only a little bit, because I caught on just then. Remember when Donald Trump said the cats and dogs thing? Remember when he was in a debate with Kamala Harris and he said, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people who live there. And people guffawed and clutched their whatever they clutched and said, oh, what is it? Like Kamala Harris gave a great reaction. And people said, oh, what a dum-dum. And people have watched me sit in as your favorite substitute teacher, and thank you for that, for Tom Hartman, know my view that the dum-dum critique is a weaker critique than the smarties think it is. Okay? But it's very attractive. It's magnetic and easy. And so we said, ah, what a dum-dum. How could he possibly say such a dum-dum thing? And instantly, we ended up talking about three things all in one. One, whether it was dum-dum or not. Two, dogs and cats and pets. But most importantly, for Donald Trump, three, immigration. Now, all of that was most important, not because those three things, but because up until that very moment, had started to become the dominant conversation within the presidential campaign, which was Project 2025. That was the thing that was starting to get purchased, starting to get attention, started to attract awareness. Donald Trump's superpower is garnering attention. And the attention was being focused on Project 2025. And he did two things to change the subject primarily. One, he said, never heard of it. What are you talking about? I have nothing to do with that. And second, he said, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. And all of a sudden, it was like, well, I guess he didn't know anything about it, and I guess we better be talking about immigration and dogs and cats. And after that debate, we weren't talking about Project 2025 anymore. And this is something we've been slow. The pro-democracy, pro-social people have been a little bit slow at the switch to realize that the modern game now, to too great a degree, is about attention. The road being traveled more and more is just the road of whatever gathers attention. And there's some deep flaws with that, and I'll explain what I mean. It's really pernicious. So what we know is that there are at least two factors. They are maybe the two most important factors that drive attention. And both of them cut against the likelihood of truth. They don't necessarily negate the possibility of truth. They both could include helping find truth. But they both are counter forces very often to truth, and I'll explain. So how do you get attention? First thing you do is you say something surprising. It's the most important thing to do to get attention, is to say something that somebody else isn't saying. That when the Sandy Hook tragedy was being discussed by Alex Jones as a false flag operation, he sold more supplements when he talked about it. It would garner attention. It was surprising. If you're a journalist and you're taught how to write a story, you're taught, don't say dog bites man. Don't write a story about that. That's not a story. It's not surprising. What is surprising is man bites dog. So find the surprising thing. Find the thing that other people aren't saying. The challenge is sometimes the thing that people aren't saying, they're not saying it because it's not true. It's because it's about some pizza joint, or it's about Sandy Hook not being real, or something just absurd that feeds into something that maybe somebody wants to be true but isn't, and it garners attention. And the second is if you say, so one is just being surprising, and that second and related is saying something counter to the mainstream. And I don't mean different than dominant corporate whatever. I mean just different from the primary stream of conversation. And again, that can cut against truth. If you say the world is flat, you all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, that seems different, and you start getting attention. Well, right now, we need more attention remaining on the thing they said was most important. We'll talk about Epstein. But the other is, I do want to go through after the break what's been happening on Project 2025, what we're learning, what is being accomplished, why we should be concerned about it, and why we should generate more attention for what government is actually doing, what this administration is actually inflicting upon the country. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We take the road less traveled. We try not only to shout about clickbait, we try not to say things that are untrue for purposes of garnering eyeballs, and for that, I am very grateful. And I'm very grateful to be here. I'm Jeff, here on Tom's show. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call the number here is 202-808-9925. It's a beautiful summer. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Valeo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices? Tough it out? Get sick? Take time off work? Hope the doctor can see you this month? Wait 2 hours in urgent care? Sit in a room full of sick people? Or open your emergency medical kit? Just match your symptoms to the doctor's recommended prescription. Start on the right medications and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit, to be clear. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are in the kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom and use promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. And we are back. Over the break, we got a really great question about why is there all the focus only on the perpetrators in the Epstein scandal and not on the victims? And I invited our smart listenership to call in and help explain that and help offer the, if we have the best sort of mass cycle analysis of what helped make that happen. There are a couple we know. One, very often, journalists want to keep names out of the press because very often victims don't want to be talked about. It's not about how they want to define their lives. And so it is very public to, you know, the name of the perpetrator is more public, and therefore that can be focused on a lot. Also, the perpetrator does more things along the way in the journey. Maybe they get indicted. Maybe they confirm. Maybe they deny. Maybe they do an interview, and maybe they do something again. Maybe they sit for trial. Maybe they get convicted, right? Think about any of the number of large crimes that capture lots of attention. There's lots of things that can be hooks for stories. Remember, the word news says new in it. They do something new. Very often, what has happened with a victim is it happened in the past. It already happened. And so there isn't something that's new happening each time that continues the story. Sometimes they'll organize, sometimes they'll go public, sometimes there are new things that they do. By the way, I do not equate new with good or new with relevant or new with worthy of discussion. I just, roughly speaking, understand how media treats things, and very often they cover things that are new and therefore news. So I think that's a key part of the dynamic. I assume that our misogynist culture plays a role as well. I've not done or read a study on this, but I assume that I would hypothesize that focus on male main characters, just our habit of that, it amplifies it at least a little bit. So anyway, that's some of my answer about why I think, to the question that came of why there isn't more focus on victims, I think that's some of why. But here is, now, Democrats in Congress do not have power to have hearings. But state legislatures could. Governors could. You could imagine in New York and California, and I'm stealing this idea from somebody else, you could imagine in New York and California them having hearings, calling hearings, where in states where victims reside and actually hearing about what's going on. And I think that is, of the ideas that that I have heard that could help flesh out some of the information that's being held back, some of the information that, I mean, the last thing Donald Trump wants is any focus at all on victims. Joe from Seattle, Washington. Joe, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Jeff. Thank you for being here. The Epstein files, I understand the specifics of it, but there's really an interesting and informational video when people have time to watch. It's called Truth Streams, and it's on the Cato Letters. And in this video, this goes back 300 years. It reveals the patterns of wicked men used to destroy countries. And I feel really sorry for these ladies that were exploited, but they were being used just like all of us in America being used to distract us from what's really going on.
Well, I appreciate your call. I want to say something before we go to the break. It is, why do I think this story matters? I do think it matters because of the victims, but it's also about this. Does the modern Republican Party, does the MAGA movement stand for anything? Is it only stand for its opposition? Does it only stand for what it is opposed to and not? And I don't mean a particular principle. I don't mean a particular policy. I don't mean even a particular person. I just mean, can it only rally as an anti? Can only rally as a force of negativity? Or does it stand for anything? Is there anything it powerfully believes? If it identifies a key problem, will it continue to work on that key problem? Will it continue to focus on it? It was this movement that conspiracized about Jeffrey Epstein. And you didn't have to conspiracize much to get some pretty scary hypotheses. Will they continue to care about this? And this is not just a partisan political thing. They view this as something deeply important. If it's still important, I hope they'll say so.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Does it still matter? Does it still matter? If they try to be quiet about it, does that mean it goes away? Does that sweep it all under the rug? 202-808-9925.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Tuesday show, Pat McBride, author of The Luckiest Boy in the World, joins us at 7:35.
And going to the Brewers game to see the Cubs, and I'll be wearing my new Brewers t-shirt.
Can't wait.
Listen to them weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Immigration arrests have doubled in Wisconsin since President Donald Trump took office. That's according to a new analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Their numbers show the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. They also found that the number of people with no criminal records being arrested is five times what it was at the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal ones. However, people accused of being here illegally are often detained just like they would be in a criminal case. Until now, there was only one Immigration and Customs Enforcement holding facility in Wisconsin, the Dodge Detention Facility in Juneau. But at least three Wisconsin counties have now made deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hold people with immigration violations. That's in Ozaukee, Brown, and Sauk counties. Sauk County formalized its deal on April 1st, according to the ACLU. That agreement means Sauk County will house immigration detainees and be reimbursed $106 per person per day. The ACLU reports in 6 weeks the sheriff's office billed officials almost $5,000 for immigration detention services. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says they've always cooperated with federal authorities, and this arrangement is just a continuation of that. He says Sauk County is just feeding and housing people for a short amount of time. Meanwhile, ACLU Wisconsin senior attorney Tim Muth says, quote, local sheriffs are not only passively complying with ICE requests, but actively entering into and benefiting from direct financial arrangements to house and transport immigrants, end quote. The new federal budget bill included billions of dollars for ICE to partner with local law enforcement agencies. ACLU staff expect we may see more of these deals going forward. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures scraping the low 90s, but it really feeling more like 100 degrees, prompting a heat advisory. And with the winds barely moving, it's not helping any. Overnight, some showers and storms are possible, and some could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
So much for all of your support.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
We're back. Thanks for being with us. Call number here is 202-808-9925. We'll have news of my dad at the top of the hour. I do want to talk about some of what Project 2025 and Donald Trump hath wrought. And they want to change the subject. They want to change the subject. Now, it used to be that the subject, they would be whatever happened, and then he would try to switch it to immigration. There's other things, too, but immigration was his favorite. And not because he's winning the argument on immigration so well, but just because he's losing the argument on so many other things so well. If we're going to have the subject changed, to me, there's two choices. There's two things that are most important things happening. One is the one they picked, and one is the one that we picked. The one they picked is Jeffrey Epstein. And now they're desperately wishing they hadn't picked it. Because their guy's in the files. And they're desperately wishing their attorney general hadn't been clear that she was reviewing the documents on her desk and the list of people on her desk. Because their guy's in the files. And they desperately wish they had. They desperately wish they hadn't spent years and years saying this was the most important thing happening in the country. It was the worst mass crime happening. It was closest to its connection to the underpinning power of this country, the pernicious elements of that power. And they're desperately wishing they hadn't made that case over and 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 over again. They're desperately wishing that. But they did. And their guy's in the files. And they ran away like rats. So that they could hide in their districts. And what I will say is, in their districts, members of Congress should not be capable of hiding. They should be engaged with their constituents. And to my conservative listeners, if you don't hold your member of Congress accountable, if you don't help make sure that they do just get all this information out, that you have clamored for and demanded and say, oh, once your guys were in there, you were going to get in there. If you don't succeed in doing that, do you really think that's going to help you win the midterms? Do you really think that's going to help you build the movement you want to build? Do you really think that's going to be able to 10 years from now when you're talking about how you're able to, I don't even mean history. I mean, just in terms of the power analysis, where you're trying to hold your team together and try to teach the next generation of folks that we stand for something. We stand for something in this country. We're for some semblance of conservative values or whatever it is you want to make the case. And when you said, the big thing that we've got to do is we got to get to the bottom of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. And then you had all of the keys to all of the cars. You had all of the codes to all of the lockboxes. And you decided to hide from it. You decided to shut it down. You decided to try to push it away, to keep the lockboxes locked, to not take the vehicles where the vehicles could be taken. Do you really think that's going to be, first of all, do you think it's good morally? Do you think it's the right thing to do? I know most of our listeners are conservative, but some of you are. Even if only to hate listen. But I hope you listen to this for a moment. Is it morally the right thing? I hope and wish that would be the first question. I sort of wish it'd be the first and last. It's just the right thing. What's the right thing? A second question is I wish were a sub-question of that. What do you think a government should do? What do you think government should do as the role of government when there is something like this connected to power and the party in power and the supporters of the party in power? The supporters of the party in power have been asking for this information for years, and you have it. You have it. You control the Department of Justice. What do you think that government should do? You're in charge. Your people are in charge. What do you think your people should do? But now let's be a little more cynical. Let's imagine it's not about morality. It's not about the role of government. It's not about what, it's not about proper accountability. It's just about political power. That's really all it's about. Do you really think that this cover-up is going to help you? Do you really think that people will forget about this one? The one that you have over and 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 over said the big thing. Do you really think people will forget? Do you think conservative voters will forget? Do you think suburban voters will forget? Because remember, the base case you were making, that you have been making, to suburban swing voting women is, yeah, I know you don't like the fact that we're going to limit your freedoms on abortion, and I know you don't like it that we're going to make it possible for, we want to make it more easy for people to own guns, even if they bring those guns into schools, and even if kids get gunned down. I know you don't like us on that kind of stuff. And I know you probably don't like us on the environmental stuff, and you probably don't really like us on the shrink in the middle class kind of stuff, but we will protect you from pedophiles. And this was your argument. This was your argument. You allowed and facilitated a dastardly thing, which is try to suggest that a trans person was adjacent to a pedophile. They aren't. But the base case you made was, yeah, I know Donald Trump's a bad person. He's probably a bad president. And I know he's unkind. And I know he's horrible for women. And it was horrible for the middle class, horrible for the environment. It's horrible for gun safety. But it'll protect you from pedophiles. That was the base case. Do you really think if that base case is not fulfilled, if you abandon that, is, we actually didn't mean that. We actually didn't really mean that. We really just meant trans people who want to play sports. Not because anybody's in danger or at risk, but we really think that's on the top three, top two, top one, top 100 political issues that matter to human beings. If they were thinking about things other than what was just pumped to them by a propaganda machine. That protecting people from pedophilia, that does feel important. If you really abandon that, do you think it's actually good for you? Do you think it actually helps your political project over time? At least two time frames in mind, setting aside history 50 years from now. I mean, it will look back at some of the atrocities of the Trump administration and it'll have a thing to say. But of course, most Trump voters will be dead by then. So maybe they're not worried about that. And maybe they're not worried about what the Almighty will think. But let's just take two timelines. One is 2 years. One is, let's call it a year. And the other, let's call it 5 or 10. Okay, so one is the short to intermediate term. And then the other is the medium term to not quite long term. Okay, so one to 2 years, 18 months. And of course, first I mean the midterms. Do you really think it'll help you in the midterms? If you don't, if you try to just lock this all down, and if you trust your guy, if you think your guy is pretty much innocent, share the information. If you think it's mostly deep state Democrats who are going to be tarnished, release the information. That's what you've been saying for years. Release the information. Your people are in charge. You got the keys to the car. You got the codes to lock boxes. Release the information. And do you think if you don't, do you think it helps you in the midterms? And another, do you think it helps you 5, 10 years from now when you're trying to recruit replacement smokers? Your next generation of voter. Do you think it helps to say, when you're making the case for what you stand for? Because they've all heard this. They all know. More on shows different than this than shows like this. I didn't start this fire. Tom didn't start this fire. Do you really think the fire that has been started 5, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, say nothing at 25, 50, just, people right now 13 who are going to vote when they're 18. When they're thinking about who gets protected and who doesn't. Do children who get sexually assaulted get protected? Or do the names and lists of people who did the assaulting, do those get protected? Who gets protected? Your case was, yeah, we're not going to protect you for the environment, and we're not going to protect you against Putin, and we're not going to protect the middle class, and we're not going to protect USAID, and we're not going to protect people in foreign countries, estimates of which as many as 14 million people are going to die based on this. We're not going to protect you from pernicious, from communicable diseases. We're not going to protect you from the next COVID. We're not going to protect you from gun murderers. We're not going to protect you from any of this. Okay? We are going to protect you from pedophiles. But what if they're not? They're not going to protect you from that. What if it turns out really the only thing they're protecting are the most powerful in the country, are the richest in the country, are the people who are closest and most friendly with Donald Trump in the country? Do you really think that helps you politically over time? I say it doesn't. I say it almost certainly doesn't. And therefore, Republicans listening, you got to call your congressman.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And when I say congressman, for Republicans, that's the vast majority of them, congressmen.
You know, I have a friend who wears a CPAP mask at night, and he said CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night. And without it, your breathing is interrupted, and you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and even premature death. If you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is ZPAP. ZPAW is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. ZPAW is the stop-snoring device that I use and trust. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now, or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. ZPAW. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at ZPAW.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
And we promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%? 25%? Or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect. You just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right. Tell the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter in your medicine cabinet right now? It's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum, delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. And we are back. Question over there, who's going to pay for all of this corruption? Well, of course, the American people will pay for this corruption. And the conservative movement that made many of its bones going after FDR and Lyndon Johnson's, went after the New Deal and the Great Society and tried to go after government spending. Turns out what they were going after was government spending that helps poor people. Going after government spending that focused on poverty and the environment and the national welfare and things that had potentially more beneficiaries than the few. That was really what this fight has been about the whole time. And now it's getting even more clear. Who do the Republicans protect? Who do they protect? On whose side are they? It's a good question. It's a good question to ask your conservative friends. Who do they protect? And they've been saying they protect victims. They protect child victims in particular. Do they? Or when it's the moment for accountability, do they run away from Washington, D.C.? Do they shut down because they had an 8-2 vote in a committee calling for the release of files? And they realized all of a sudden that, oops, there are some of our donors, some of our friends, maybe our own president. Well, we know their own president, whose name was listed. And could we get through July and August? If we shrunk July, could we hope that enough bad things happen in August that come back September, we can change the subject? That's the bet. That's the cynical bet. And the worst cynical bet is, can they think of, can the superpowered attention shifter change attention again and change the subject again, as he has so many times in the past? I want to borrow something from Bill Kristol. And I don't think that merely because he is a Republican, his view is more worthwhile than someone else's, but I do think he had an interesting thing to say. He's a very short thread on the politics of Trump Epstein.
Epstein. Who knows how much political damage the Epstein crimes and cover-up will do to Trump? Yes, other Trump scandals haven't done as much damage as they ought to have had. That doesn't mean you don't prosecute the case that is now front and center. Joe McCarthy got away with a lot of lies and a lot of demagoguery and a lot of intimidation for several years. And there was widespread reluctance to stand up to him. Does that sound familiar? Then Joseph Welch stood up, not on behalf of one of McCarthy's famous targets, but in defense of a young person under attack. And everything changed. Says Bill Kristol, I don't know if we're at a you have done enough, have you no sense of decency, end quote, moment. Is it impossible? Maybe, maybe not. Or, to pivot to Richard Nixon, who said of Watergate, I gave them a sword and they stuck it in. Trump may have given us a sword, we should use it. End. So, for those who, I think most of our listeners are aware, when Joe McCarthy was in the midst of riding high in national power during the Red Scare, and the lawyer, Joseph Welch, got up in defense of one of his young associates and said, have you no shame, have you no decency? And that shifted the conversation. Can that same thing happen? I don't know. I'm not sure. We're in a different media landscape. It is less regulated now. There is more concentration of ownership. There is less shared experience. You have more Joe Rogans and fewer Walter Cronkites. I don't know. But this is Bill Kristol's case. The case should be prosecuted. Mine is a little different. Mine is we should do the right thing. And my case actually is to Republicans. You should do the right thing. And you are resting your moral argument on a relatively perniciously thin reed of protecting young victim children. And are you going to let even that reed go away? John, you got a short period of time here from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're on the air. John, you there? Not hearing you, John. Let's go to Will from Bushkill, Pennsylvania. Will, you're on the air. We got about 45 seconds.
Okay. Hey, Jefferson, real quick, so I'll make it quick. The question that was posed about why are we focusing on Epstein, the pedophile, as opposed to the victims, it's really simple. We live in a for-profit news ecosystem, yet another thing that should never be for-profit, number one. Number two, reporting on famous pedophiles brings eyeballs, which brings cash. And number three, reporting on thousands of girls who are raped by a pedophile does not bring eyeballs nor cash. Hence, that's the reason. It's as simple as that. We have a for-profit media horror escape, and they care about one thing, making money, and it is simple as that, simple as one, two, three. Yeah. It's no more or less than that. It's real simple. There's no reason to overthink it.
No, well, I appreciate it. Good take. Appreciate it. I will say, although you're totally right, that the mass perpetrators are already famous. Victims aren't yet famous. That impacts it. Also, the sad thing might not make us watch it as much as the thing that triggers anger. That said, I think if there were hearings right now where victims got up and said their piece, I think people would pay attention. I think it would get eyeballs. That's what I think. We'll be back with News of My Dad.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. In Scotland, President Trump said there's no reason to wait the original 50 days he gave Russia and Ukraine to agree to a ceasefire.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
He said there's no progress being made as he put the blame on Russia, threatening sharper tariffs. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland. In the U.S., a federal judge blocked the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Judge wrote that ending Medicaid funding would make patients likely to suffer adverse health consequences. Authorities in Michigan say they began searching for a man Friday night, and that man on Saturday went on a stabbing spree in a Traverse City Walmart that left at least 11 hurt. The 42-year-old expected to be arraigned today on charges, including terrorism. More than 185 million people in the U.S. on alert today for life-threatening heat. This is ABC News.